Valvoline Instant Oil Change will help ease your oil change anxiety. Picture expert technicians who are quick but not rushed. When you hear the bell, breathe in and out. Now, let go of your oil change anxiety. Visit Valvoline Instant Oil Change today and find automotive peace. No appointment needed.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
FM. It's 1 o'clock, time for the Joy Business Report. Coming up in this afternoon's bulletin, Bank of Ghana directs banks to reapply for approval before engaging any of the suspended financial institutions. Also in this bulletin, economist Kari Boti describes as apt measures taken by the Bank of Ghana to sustain city stability, and businesses urge government to do more to help reduce inflation on locally produced items. Stay tuned. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. My name is James Ishin. We settle for the details. Now, the Bank of Ghana has directed commercial banks to reapply for approval before engaging any of the suspended financial institutions. The central bank has suspended forex trading licenses and remittance partnership of 8 institutions over multiple breaches on guidelines for inward remittance. But the Bank of Ghana, in a statement, noted that even after the suspension dated November 18, 2025, institutions cannot go ahead and engage them automatically. Now, economist Kari Boti has described as prudent measures taken by the Bank of Ghana to sustain the city's stability. Is of the view that the recent depreciations being witnessed are usual around the period towards the festive season in December. Speaking to Joy Business, Mr. Boti said all inflows, including positive investor confidence, are picking up.
So I think they are doing what is appropriate in this time, tighten the regulations, ensure market conduct is responsible. And those are the ways we can navigate this phase. Offshore investor sentiments are beginning to pick up again. You see offshore investors preparing in anticipation of a new bond issuance and all that. These factors together support continued stability of the city. So it couldn't be a fundamental issue. It is a temporal or transitory issue, and these are things you don't want to deplete your reserve on.
Kari Boti is a research lead at GCB Capital Limited. Now, the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry has appealed to government to do more to tackle inflation for locally produced items. The chamber says local businesses must be supported to produce at competitive cost. Mark Bedwabuaje is the chief executive of the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry.
Inflation for locally produced goods, it's almost 13%, which is above the national average of 11.5, meaning that the cost of production is still very high. That is why the cost or the price for locally produced goods is higher than the average. But if you look at the imported inflation for imported, because of the stability and appreciation of the city we have enjoyed over the period, that inflation reduced to 8.something. So we need to tackle the inflation for the locally produced goods. That is where it affects local manufacturers, local businesses. So you don't have to generalize it that inflation is 11.5. So every business or every region is doing well. It doesn't work that way. Let's drill down and look at what is affecting the locally produced goods and the regions that are recording inflation higher than the average of 11.5.
And our chief executive of the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Mark Bedu, Abuaje. Now, National Chairperson of the Ghana Association of Financial Non-Government Organizations, Spencer Bedu, is urging government and the finance ministry to prioritize the long-awaited microfinance sector policy to strengthen the industry. Speaking to Joy Business at the 8th Annual General Meeting and Symposium of the Association, Mr. Bedu said that the policy is critical to addressing the challenges confronting rural and microfinance institutions.
Microfinance policy has had its history, you know, a long history. It's become cyclical. The policy was almost ready, you know, a few years back, and it did not, you know, get passed. It was worked on, and it's still in the stages of it being discussed. Let's pray that the next 4 years of the next government that we have will be able to prioritize that policy and get it in place, because policy should have come before regulation. But in that case in Ghana, there was regulation, you know, before policy was put together. We still don't have the policy. So I would say let government, let the central bank, let, you know, Ministry of Finance prioritize the policy and ensure that there's a policy that, you know, spells out clearly what microfinance is, what we need to do in there. And I think that will help the whole industry.
Okay. Spencer Bedu is a national chairperson of the Ghana Association of Financial NGOs. Away from the financial sector, now the Japanese International Corporation, JICA, in collaboration with the World Customs Organization, has begun a process to support five African countries with geospatial expertise in tackling illicit trade across borders. Chief Representative of JICA Ghana Office, Omoko Suzuki, has been speaking to Joy Business after a short opening ceremony for the Master's Trainer Program on Geospatial Intelligence.
Promoting regional trade. To do so, we need the custom authorities to be able to utilize geospatial technologies so that they can see where these illicit trade is occurring or where people are moving in a strange way. So the training is how to analyze these satellite images and how to effectively use this for managing these illicit activities.
Momoko Suzuki is Chief Representative of JICA Ghana Office. Now, Executive Head of Retail Banking at GCB Bank PLC, Sina Kamagati, has stated that GCB Hajj account is designed to ease the financial burden of prospective Hajj travelers this year. He made these remarks at the launch of the GCB Hajj account held at the National Mosque in Accra.
We have launched this product essentially to help our customers who are Muslim to fulfill what their religious right is. We all know that in Islam, there are five pillars. One of the key pillars is Hajj, that is a pilgrimage. Now, this account, Chronicled Hajj account, has been created to allow Muslims who have intentions, and actually they should have the intention, to build up savings and then embark on this very important religious journey.
Sina Kamagati, as Executive Head of Retail Banking at GCB Bank PLC. And on Business Journal for today, have you made contributions for an insurance product you purchased but have been denied claim payment when you needed it? Well, that is the complaints of some traders at some residents within Accra. Rosla Kalistego brings us more about this sad situation now. Business Journal for today. Insurance is meant to provide a safety net in times of need, yet many customers find themselves frustrated when their claims are denied despite following all required procedures. Speaking to affected clients at Kaneshi, they shed light on the human and financial impact of these denials.
When I'm back with insurance, one day, I'm 46, I'm going to hospital 7 years ago.
I signed up for insurance about 7 years ago after being told it would provide daily support whenever I fell sick. All this time, I never made a claim until recently when I needed surgery and couldn't afford the cost. I submitted every required hospital document twice and was told I'd hear back in 2 days. Weeks passed without a response. When I followed up, I was told they were still confirming my surgery, despite all the evidence I had provided. It's frustrating. For 7 years, they've deducted my money without question. But when it's time for me to claim, they create endless hurdles.
My wife signed up for insurance, but when it was time to claim, she was told a completely different story from what the agent promised. Frustrated, she cancelled her policy. I've realized many agents mislead customers during registration, hiding the real requirements. So when it's time to make claims, customers are denied and lose trust in the system.
They told me that any time I bought airtime, a small amount would be deducted. And if I got sick, they would cover my hospital bills. I've been paying for 4 to 5 years now without ever making a claim. Yet they keep deducting money without offering any benefit. Not once did they call to check in on me or offer anything back, even though I've never used the insurance. I signed up for insurance to support my child's schooling, expecting to claim when the time came. But when my child reached school age and I went for the money, I was denied because of some few missed months of payments I knew nothing about. This meant that everything I had paid over 2 years went down the drain.
These testimonies reveal a growing need for accountability and customer-focused reforms within the insurance sector. As more clients speak out, the pressure mounts on companies to rebuild trust and ensure their promise of protection truly holds when it matters most. Rosla Calistego's report, read to you.
And that was Rosla Calistego's report, ending the Joy Business Report, which was brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. My name is James Ishen. Before we go, everyday people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here is one you would want to remember, *770#. Yes, *770#. There's a new Ecobank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payment, airtime and data purchases, and so much more, even without data. So there's no need to panic when you find yourself in any money emergency. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. Game Plan is next. Good afternoon.